Hey folks, good morning. This is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. And today, I want to talk about dealing with depression. It's kind of hard for me to still speak on it, but I was depressed about a year ago, year and a half ago, and it lasted a long time. I was depressed for about 3 years, I guess. But, you know, a year ago, year and a half ago, I was like really deep in it. So, I had a lot going on. Crib situation, my house situation, my car situation. I've been through the homelessness and everything. Had to focus and get back. And one thing I learned is life can build you up, break you down, and build you up again if you allow it. Now, it's necessary because you have like a necessary adversary. You know what I mean? We all have adversaries, because if we didn't, we'll evolve backwards. And we'll become lazy. We'll think everything is supposed to come to us. So you have to have an adversary to fight against you, so you can overcome it and stand on your problems, not in it. It's easier said than done, but it's definitely worth it once you get through it. When you're in it, you can't see the rainbow through the clouds. And you're probably speaking blasphemy, and you're going through things. Like me personally, I was going through, I lost sight of my spirituality when I went through a situation where it was heartbreak, heartache from family, friends, business. Everything was failing at the time. And then, you know, the relationship area. And when you're going through all the homelessness and the money issues on top of a heartbreak by itself is going to throw you off, right? Depending on how deep it is. But when you're going through that on top of money issues, you have to overcome. And it's like, you don't have no money to go to no therapist. I'm the go-to guy, but who does the go-to guy go to? So it was just a whole bunch going on. So I had to sit back one day. I was just smoking heavy weed. I was just all the time. I just couldn't stay sober. And then one day, I sat there, and I went to meditate, and I went to pray. It took a while. But I was praying for like a week straight, meditating, everything, right? So what happened was, I started seeing little signs of like little money situations. I hopped right on it. As I take care of that, and I'm grateful for that, he started giving me bigger things. The second I start complaining about something, not the second, but when I start complaining and crying about what I asked for, it go blank, and I'd be on a drought for like another week and a half, 2 weeks. So now I'm hungry, I don't know what to do. Get mad, but I'm trying to stay calm. The whole time the spirit talking to me, I'm like, I don't want to do that. It's not about what we want to do. That's what I had to learn. It's about what we need to do so we can get what we want. Everything we need, he provides. We just ignore it. And I'm talking about the higher power. It provides. We just ignore it because we don't want to do it. Some things aren't for us, and you have to know what's for you and what's not, because you have to stand, even in your through the rainy days, you have to stand firm on what you believe in. Some things need to be changed, but a lot of things have to be stood on. And it's to test your theory or test your strength, in a sense. So a lot of times we go through these things and it's like, well, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? Instead of asking why, ask how can you get through it? What is the next step? What is the next move? And as you, it's hard. It's very hard. It's not easy. But as you take certain steps, you start to see the peace. Nothing happens overnight. It's a process. And for me to be able to say that I was depressed, I was in denial at that time. So it was hard for me to even admit that I was depressed. But being as though I'm in a clear state now, or a clear space, which took some months, it took some time, it took some work, it took some people to come into my life, and for them to offer something, and for me to cut my pride and say, okay, I'll take it. But then for me to still offer my expertise and whatever I had to be able to maintain relationships and create money. So it's my expertise, my work ethic, and my knowledge that helped me to survive and maintain and keep my head above water. When I was taught to walk on water, we're taught to walk on water, not keep your head above water. But in rough times, when the waves get big and when they start to, you know, the waves get too much to handle for us, we kind of like try to keep our head above water. It's like, no, I'll get a surfboard and swim. Swim and then get a surfboard and stand on it. So even if you can't stand on it with your feet, when the waves get too high, you get a surfboard and ride the waves. You know what I mean? Some people get wiped out. Other people, they make it back to the shore safely. What a good show. Everybody was watching, thinking you was gonna fail, you was gonna die. And as soon as the wave come down and you hit the shore on the smooth ride, they like, whoa, everybody clapping for you now. But they weren't clapping when you was going through it because they ain't believe you could do it. You see what I'm saying? So don't only walk on water, you have to learn how to surf on water. And it's different things, man. God will send you certain little things, and you just gonna have to come to peace of the little things. It's like, appreciate the little things. You want the big things, but why do you want the big things? Is it the shit on everybody else, or is it because you feel like it's for you? Whatever lifestyle you feel is for you, and you feel it in your gut, not in your ego, but in your gut. You know what I mean? This ain't for me. I'm better than this. I know I am. I'm too important. That's not cockiness. You know what I mean? You know your knowledge. You know you. You don't even deal with these type of people on the regular, but you're stuck in the hood. You're back in the hood. It's something that you needed to learn. What you probably needed to learn is, well, I know what I needed to learn at that time was to put the fire back up under my feet, because when shit get too easy, it's like, oh, I can relax a little bit. Then you get too comfortable. And then your arrogance start to swell up in your ego, because it's like, oh, I made it from here. I ain't with y'all no more, blah, 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 blah. And then you go right back instead of being grateful. You don't have to agree with everybody, but just understand that there's different lifestyles. And if they want to work it that way, cool, but I'm not that. You have to know who you are, but also know who, where you come from. So when you have to go back to the hood, it's like, all right, I made it out. I got to go back. Go back to the struggle. It's like, maybe I got to keep the fire under my feet because the fire faded. Or maybe it's some fire that need to be put under your feet because you never had the fire. You know what I mean? So either way, man, dealing with depression, dealing with things that, like, worrying about what other people think, you have to honor yourself. Honor your feelings. Honor your emotions. Oh, you too emotional. Oh, you this. Oh, you that. Well, that's just who you are. And you have to come to terms with that, and you have to learn how to master your emotion by honoring it. And if somebody don't rock with what you feel, there's no confusing, oh, am I wrong, am I right? That's what make you snap, because somebody trying to insult your intelligence. You're not wrong. You're not wrong for what you feel. It's how you convey it. You know what I'm saying? So however you release it, that's what with how people decide if you're mature or immature. But don't let nobody tell you you're immature because you got feelings, and they are heartless and they stupid. You know what I mean? This world is crazy. If you, when you're chosen, you're of a peculiar kind. You're not like everybody else. You're a special kind. So you got to know, you know, find your soul family. And it's hard because when you go through the transition, sometimes you got to, you know, I want to say interact with hell, so to speak, so you can see your greatness. So when you see the heaven, you can't see the heaven in hell, but sometimes hell can push you towards your heaven. But if you see the heaven in hell, then, you know, you could choose to sit there. But if it can push you towards your heaven, you can stand on your hell, because hell is below you. Things can be below you. You're not cocky or arrogant because you said something is below you. So if you stand on your hell, it's easier for you to reach heaven. If you stand in your hell, then, you know, some people find a beauty in dust and dirt. I find a beauty in what's better, in collectiveness and agreeing that cleanliness is closer to godliness. So, you know, if you're depressed, it's probably because you're wrestling with your mental area. Like, okay, well, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Why everybody treating me like this? Am I wrong for what I feel? It's your spirit fighting your flesh. Get into your spirit. Get into your intuition. What you feel is never wrong. Just know that you have to follow your heart, but take your brain with you. Take your intellect. So if you love something and you want it, how can you get it? Figure out how you can get it. Don't just jump for it. Figure out how you can get it. What do you need to do? How do you need to persuade or manipulate or convince the energy or the spirit to get you what you want? What do you have to do to fall in line with what you want? And be specific. If you want marriage, okay, everybody want a wife or a husband that look good and got money and all that, but the specifics: are they caring, are they nurturing, do they take care, are they balanced physically, spiritually, emotionally? You know what I mean? Mind, body, and soul. They don't have to be perfect, but what is it that you want? Not somebody that's perfect, but perfect for you. Because everybody wants somebody that's so model type like, but then when you get them, you can't deal with the consequence of everybody else thinking that they're fly too. Even if they don't respond, you get so much insecurity that it's like, no, well, why are they in your face? You can't help a person that's handsome. Blame God, don't blame that person. So you gotta know the consequences that come with it. If you can't deal with the consequences, then go for what you know is fit for you and your emotion. Get out of that depressed state and know what you want. You're depressed for what? Because you're not like everybody else? It's because you're better than your environment. Find your soul family. Everybody want to pop and what's popping in the area. But when you go outside and you find your family, you find out that that's popping. And they look at the people that you used to be around as weird. And you start to see it. Whoa, broader expansion. It's a broader view, expansion. So dealing with depression, man, is not easy. But it's something that I think is, and sometimes in life, sporadically, is necessary so we can get back to who we are. Build you up, break you down, build you up again, right? And that's in every aspect. So follow God, follow spirit, and stay true to yourself, man, because you probably lost yourself along the way. Maybe it's me. I think different.